Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So.
So.
You know what I was just thinking?
What?
I was thinking that we should have. This is nothing.
No, here's what I was thinking. What a good start to an episode.
I know. This is a great start to an episode because here's what I'm thinking, and it's nothing. That we should have for Chatterbox episodes, we should have like a super. I know we just heard a theme song. We should have a super high energetic. Like, in my mind, it was that. Basketball song. Yeah. We should have one of those or like a news bulletin, like, for nothing, for us being like, here we are.
All right. I'm in. Adel, you in?
I'm in.
We're doing it. Text Arnie right now. I fucking dare you. Let's start this episode with a game of truth or dare.
Oh,
JPC,
I dare you
to text our friend Arnie and give him work to do.
Do you think what I should text him is, hey, Arnie, we want a theme song and just send him the Tim Robinson sketch of the basketball from SNL, just being something like this that's not this.
Yeah, for Chatterbox.
Well,
maybe he'll text back.
The music is John Tesh.
It is. It's the Tesh. Do you think we could get Tesh? Is he still alive?
I think he is still alive. I think he faded into obscurity.
Here's what my
says,
brain did.
Says a local podcaster.
Local? Hey, to me. We're both local to each other. Aaron's local to herself. Yeah.
Sorry, loco podcaster.
I'm giving myself a hug.
Four loco. Three loco, which is what we are. Well, my mind went to, is Tesh still alive? And then, is Tesh a COVID guy? Like, is he like one of these COVID freak guys?
Oh, no.
Like...
I don't want to know.
And
I'm Googling it.
And I will not Google it, because I do not want to know what John Tesh is up to.
Chatterbox. Chatterbox. Hi, we're just talking about nothing. Hey, everybody.
Go ahead. We should. The most Midwestern start to a show.
No, it stays.
We should, at some point, not the NBA theme, but we should take something like Cliffs of Dover, or what's that?
Is that a song or a place?
Cliffs of Dover is a song.
Okay.
Or there's, what's that song that's like, burr, 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 burr. It's like Baker
Careless
Street?
Whisper? No.
Baker Street.
Yeah, is Baker that right? Street.
We should take one of those, and for an episode, we should try and figure out lyrics to it.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, I like that.
So like with Baker Street, with that sax solo, we figure out like what lyrics go throughout the whole song and kind of do our own little sketch.
Yeah. Can we do the final countdown?
I know
there's lyrics later, but I want to do the non-lyric part of the final countdown. Does that make sense?
What about like things like, who's the guy who did Indiana Jones and Star Wars? What's
John
that?
Williams?
John Williams, right? His music doesn't have lyrics, right?
No.
Yeah. We could do a whole episode where we just write lyrics to
I am horny and I'm here. Look for treasure.
I am horny.
And there's a adversaries. There's a big rock, and it's rolling.
To kiss my sister.
I love you, I know. This is fun.
Okay, yeah, this is fun.
Okay.
So you started with, I'm horny and I'm here. I just have so much faith in you now. Like you could bring me a whole packet, and then you would start with that. I go, you've got the job, kid. Go unpack your desk right now. You stay.
I brought my own desk. Let me put this together. Okay.
I think I could also do a fair shake at doing that to the music from Final Fantasy franchises. And I think that would be entertaining to maybe 12 listeners. Maybe conservatively 12 listeners. So.
Well, how common do you think that is? Because I think it's probably pretty common. If people are playing a video game for, I don't know, a million hours.
Yeah.
Do they start writing fun fake lyrics to the song that's playing? I'm sure people have.
I feel like when I was maybe 10 or so, I feel like I remember playing Mario and being like, this is fun. I'm having a blast with my sister. We're playing the brothers game.
Yep.
Like, I feel like I would do that, but just in short bursts and not like a full let me make this good.
You weren't sitting down at your fucking piano like Mozart and just being like, I have something here.
And by piano, you mean yak back? Or playing it into my Teddy Ruxpin and then hitting, making it sing back to me?
Oh, classic ref. Classic ref. What the fuck is that? Dennis Leary? Because that is a classic ref.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox number... Number five.
Without looking, I don't know.
Me neither.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.